and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, national anthem concluded here at Lake Shore, where the Chinooks host the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We are just a couple minutes away from first pitch, and that means that it's time to go through the starting lineups for these two squads today. And, well, first off, we're going to read off the home team lineup, that being the Chinooks. And leading off, it'll be David Hogg, who is at shortstop. Jacob Coes is behind him. He is in left field. Brody Rasmussen is the center fielder, batting third. Nate Gray bats cleanup. He's at first base. Esteban Garcia is at third. He's at the hot corner. Jack Claveno is the catcher. Tyler Priest, the designated hitter, batting seventh in the order. Batting eighth, it's Owen DeShazo, who's in right field. And batting ninth, Colin Sr., the second baseman for the Chinooks. On the mound, it's Cohen Thomas, who's getting back to work for his third appearance this season. His second start, though, similar to a little bit of a Tristan Krusenberry action, but only two innings pitched and two runs allowed in those two innings. So we'll see how Thomas responds in his third appearance today. On the Rafters side, let's take a look at their batting order. It's going to be led off by Mason Onati at shortstop, our pregame guest of the show. Glad to have him joining us. Batting second, it's Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton is the center fielder in tonight's matchup. Ashton Zacher bats third. He's the designated hitter. Drew Thompson bats cleanup. Thompson is back at first base for his third time in a row. Hiroto Kobayashi, he's in left field, similar to the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. Behind him, Chris Diaz. Diaz is in right field. He bats sixth in the order. Batting seventh, it's the man who was the hero of last night's game, Noah Ruiz, the one who walked it off in the second leg of the doubleheader. He's at second base. Batting eighth, it's Pat Costin. Costin behind the plate for the Rafters, and then it's J.J. Garcia to close out the batting order. Garcia bats ninth. He's at the hot corner at third base. And that's the Rafters' order. They are going to be led out by Anthony Mateo. Mateo going to work for his second start of the season, trying to improve upon that first one that he had on the road at Green Bay in the second game of the season. It ended up going three innings for him. He allowed four earned runs on five walks. And that's what he's going to be looking to bring down. It's going to be those walks, and that's been the case that we've been talking about. But hoping to use a little bit of momentum from the game yesterday to try and get things going here in the first inning and the hopefully past then as well. But you got to create your own momentum on the road with no home field advantage. You've got to make sure that you're on your stuff early on. Give yourself something to root for. And Anthony Mateo hoping to get that started right out the gates. So it'll be first pitch here from Moonlight Graham Field as the play ball kid has made the call and says, all right, let's go. Leading off, it'll be Mason Onati. Onati, the shortstop for the Rafters, trying to get the Rafters started off right over at the third base coaching spot. It'll be Eric Robles over at the first base coach. For right now, it's Brennan Cohen, who's scheduled to start tomorrow. But, of course, still waiting on a couple of assistant coaches to come in. I heard that we might be getting them pretty soon, but we'll have to wait and hope that we get to see them sometime over the next week, potentially. Manny Silva and Mike Spears, both pitching coaches on the staff, getting ready to join the staffing unit. And, well, Tom Zaglowski, the field manager for the Rafters, he's going to be out here. And, of course, Eric Robles, who I already mentioned, more of a hitting coach, but trying to make things happen. On the other side for Lakeshore, they're going to be trying to get back on their first win of the season. They have lost the first six. They are sitting at 0-6 on the year. And, well, last night it was a bit of a 6-11 loss where it felt like they had a little bit of momentum. It was a 4-4 game halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning, tied at four. But it was really a big seventh inning for the Dock Spiders. Five runs by Fond du Lac made it the 11-6 game that it ended up being. So Lakeshore still searching for the first win. They're hoping to do it in front of the home crowd. But Onati into the batter's box now is here we go. First pitch is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count to the Rafters shortstop. Left-handed hitter going up against the right-handed pitching Cohen Thomas. 0-1 count, first pitch at 107. And this one is going to miss and bring it back even. 1-1 the count. Onati last night, of course, we talked to him in the pregame show, but he was a big part of that seventh inning and did struggle throughout the game, but it was his first action for the Rafters this season after just coming in on Friday. That pitch a little low for ball number two, 2-1 count. So Onati still looking for that first hit this season. He was joined by another position player joining the roster yesterday as that misses away for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. Chris Diaz was the other addition from yesterday's roster. And well, Diaz, 2-for-2 on the game, two walks. He was on base all four times. Onati hoping to take a page out of his book as the 3-1 is low and away. So Onati gets on base, a leadoff walk for the Rafters. And both the Rafters and the Chinooks have certainly struggled a little bit with issuing free passes on the season. The Chinooks hoping to get back in the right side of the game. On the season, they've offered up 49 walks. The Rafters, 66. First pitch here to the right-handed hitting Clayton is fouled back into the netting. 0-1 count. Onati over on first base. Going back to that seventh inning yesterday, he was able to take off for second on Kobayashi's hit by pitch, and then he stole third on a double steal for the Rafters, and that was huge because then it forced the intentional walk of Chris Diaz. With nobody on first, it was a runner on second and third in the seventh, and well, Rockford went down to last resort. Didn't work. Showing bunt here. Clayton puts one up towards the mound. He's racing over to first. The throw is a little high. Wouldn't have beat him, but it gets over into the right field. He's racing for second base. Now Clayton rounding for third, coming from third and scoring is the leadoff man, Onati. Now Royce Clayton racing all the way around, and they're going to call dead ball as Clayton was going to try and score. So Royce Clayton walking all the way back to second. Onati going back to third. So would have been a score. Looked like the Rafters were going to come around and add another, but they called dead ball as it went towards into right field, right in front of that bullpen area. So runners on second and third. It was an infield hit for Clayton. He goes to first. Same with Onati going to second on there. And then the error on the throw from the pitcher makes it runners on second and third with nobody out for the Rafters. On third, it's Onati. On second, Clayton Jr. And now at the plate, it's going to be Ashton Zacher. But before we get started, we've got a discussion between Ziggy and the home plate umpire here, trying to discuss that last play. And Ziggy's trying to say, hey, that ball never went out of play. It should have still been live, but right over there by the bullpen area in right field, and that's where the Chinooks are kind of all hanging around, but Ziggy pleading his case, and still plenty of time here, and you can see him kind of pointing off to the sides, and now looks like he's walking back to the dugout. Seems like he cleared it up. Not happy about the call, but either way, it seems like we are ready to continue once Tom Zaglowski's back into the dugout. So, still a 0-0 count. The first pitch about to be on the way to Ashton Zacher. Runners on second and third. Nobody out in the top of the first. First pitch to Zacher. Misses low for ball number one. Zacher, left-handed hitter, going up against the right-handed pitcher. Rafters looking to get on the board first. The Rafters have scored first in two of their six games this season as that pitch misses low for ball number two, 2-0 count. However, they've had a couple of comeback wins as well, so even if they aren't able to score first, that's not going to necessarily take them out of here. 2-0 the count, runners on second and third to Ashton Zacher as he fouls this one back into the netting to make it a 2-1 count. Zacher designated hitting today. He's going to be followed up by Drew Thompson with Hiroto Kobayashi behind him. That's if we get to there, although no force out right now, and it's more than likely that we'll see those three, but not going to say it's for sure. 2-1 count. This is fouled back by Zacher, and Cohen Thomas working from behind 2-0 to even up the count 2-2. Zacher's seeing pitches that he likes and hoping to take one forward, and Zacher only played in one of the two games for the Rafters yesterday. As the 2-2 is hit to the right side of the infield, right over to first base, stepping on the bag himself. He'll take it the easy way, but a run does come home to score as Mason Onati waltzes on for run number one, thanks to Ashton Zacher's RBI ground out. It's 1-0 Rafters in the top of the first, and there's one away with a runner on third base. So Drew Thompson at the plate, right-handed hitter. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Thompson struggled with the strikeouts last game, but he also had a big home run in that affair. He went 1-for-4 in game number one of the doubleheader. 0-1 count, misses high for ball number one, 1-1. And that home run, it wasn't just an ordinary home run. It was crushed out to left field. So far, it bounced off the top of the playground that was sitting out there at Witter Field. And it looks close, but Probably hitting a baseball over the netting there, and that's what he did. Is it just a high chopper over to third base? Not cleanly fielded, so I have to go to first, but can't get there in time. And Thompson beats out the throw. Now he's running off to second base as it got away over to the right field wall. And so Thompson over to second base. He picks up an RBI on the infield single and then advances to second on the throwing error. So that's two errors in the game already for Lakeshore, and it's a 2-0 Rafters lead in the top of the first. Hiroto Kobayashi hoping to keep the momentum rolling along. Two hits and a walk for the Rafters out of their first four batters. Kobayashi, right-handed hitter, watches the first pitch miss inside for ball number one. Kobayashi in left field today. Second start in left field, but he started every game in the outfield somewhere. Began the season, the first five games in right field as this pitch is low and outside, ball number two. Kobayashi, a very disciplined plate approach. Runner on second, Drew Thompson, one out. 2-0, this one's to the left side of the infield. It's picked up over at third base, 5-3, and that's out number two. Runner does not advance there. Drew Thompson stays on second. And so it'll bring up Chris Diaz with two outs and a runner on second. Rafters already up 2-0, but trying to add on to this even more. They've had some early offense in the season already, and I mentioned it. They grabbed the lead first in two games. Each of those two games, they led 3-0, but weren't able to keep that lead. First pitch in there, called strike number one to Diaz. It was right down the middle. Diaz just taking his time here, and he had a wonderful debut yesterday. I mentioned it earlier, 2-for-2, two walks from him. Huge in that second game of the doubleheader and drew a walk in that seventh inning, an intentional walk at that. 0-1 count. He checks his swing as it misses low and inside, so count runs to 1-1 to the Rafters right fielder. Owen Thomas on the mound trying to get through the inning here and looking down at the Chinooks bullpen. Doesn't really look like there's much action over there. The 1-1 count misses away, and that's ball number two, so 2-1. The reason I looked down to the Chinooks bullpen early on is the two runs and noting the previous outings of Thomas. Two outings where he's combined for two innings pitched. 2-1 count, swing and a miss from Diaz to make it 2-2. So you never know quite how long Thomas is going to last out there. Of course, Lakeshore hoping that he can continue to improve and get that stamina up there. But it's got to get out of this inning first. Two away, runner on second. 2-2 count to the left-handed hitter. It misses inside, and that's ball number three to Chris Diaz. He's got a full count. So 3-2, runner on second, two away here in the top of the first. Chris Diaz hoping to keep his streak alive as that pitch misses low and inside, and Diaz on base for the fifth time in five plate appearances. Six pitch walk, and the Rafters have a runner on first and second. Well, this is the way to get a game going on, just got to get those base runners. Pair of walks, pair of singles. A couple of errors have helped out as well, but now it brings up Noah Ruiz, who hasn't seemed to need errors. He's got five hits from just yesterday. First pitch is inside for ball number one. Ruiz, of course, had the electric walk-off single last night, but likely would have been a double had it been in regulation where he was able to get over to second base, but the game had ended before he could, so this one popped foul back out of play. 1-1 count. And Ruiz, he has been a huge part of the Rafters early on. He had that big three-run shot in the eighth inning a few games ago against Wausau at home. That put the Rafters up four rather than just up one. The insurance was needed. This one's into left field, and that one's just a bit foul. Nearly landed as a bloop hit, but a couple feet to the left of that left field line, and he'll step back into the batter's box with a 1-2 count. Ruiz has had two separate 5 RBI games this season. And he's just been incredible at run production, and a chance to start off with some early RBIs here. Runner on second, also a runner on first. This one's hit over to the left side of the infield. Picked up at third. The throw across the diamond is over to first in time for out number three. 5-3 on the putout, and that does it for the first inning. But the Rafters managed to score two runs on two hits. There are a pair of errors, and the Rafters leave two stranded. It's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the middle of the first. We'll step aside when we come back. More Rafters baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Rafters get two runs early on. They find themselves up 2-0 after just the top of the first, but they've got to get that pitching rolling along here in the bottom of the frame as Lakeshore has yet to see the plate, but they're going to be led off by David Hogg, the shortstop for the Chinooks today. Right-handed batter, he'll be facing off against Anthony Mateo. Mateo, a guy who comes from Alabama A&M University, and there he didn't get any chances this past season, but before that, he had pitched for 2 years with the Bulldogs, and first pitch of the game is just a bit outside for ball number one to Hogg. So Mateo, he has a little bit of collegiate experience, a junior from Lynn, Massachusetts, as the 1-0 is a little upstairs for ball number two, 2-0 count. Mateo, his first time out, he did struggle with the walks, as I mentioned. The 2-0 is at the knees for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Rafters trying to keep some momentum going from last game. The pitching really looked good at home at Witter Field as that pitch is low for ball number three. 3-1 count. And Rosenberry struggled a little bit at the start, but Kenny Schultz came in, looked dominant, and Tony Torres finished the game off, and he looked good at the plate appearance that he saw. 3-2 count to David Hogg after the foul ball. And now the Rafters going to try and get out number one. This one is a pop-up right side of the infield, but should get out of play, and it does. It's the stairs going down from the seating over there on the right. Nice ballpark out here, and they've got a beautiful view of Lake Michigan out there over right field, and that's what I was mentioning with Mason Onati in the pregame interview, in case you caught it, as this one is blown out towards right field, but out of play. Right in front of the inflatable over there, and one of the great things about the Northwoods League, I'm pretty sure every place that I've gone to, I've seen an inflatable. Great for the kids. I always loved those when I was younger. Just get a chance to run around freely. 3-2 count. This one misses outside for ball number four. And the Chinooks get a leadoff runner aboard thanks to a seven-pitch walk from David Hogg. And Mateo, his pitch count is going to be something to watch. And that was one of the things that impressed me the most about Kenny Schultz yesterday, was keeping the pitch count low. He went 4 2/3 innings as the first pitch to Jacob Coase is in there for strike number one. Schultz went 4 2/3 innings yesterday on 54 pitches. That's just over 12 pitches per inning. Runner on first base, nobody out, and he was showing a little bit of a lead but doesn't jump off as that one's fouled away by Coase. Tristan Krusenberry threw 56 pitches in two innings of work. And that's something that the Rafters are really hoping to key in on. Keep those pitch counts down low. 0-2 count with the runner on, and it is called strike three. Got him looking. Jacob Coase couldn't get the bat off the shoulder, and there is out number one here in the first. Big plate appearance for Anthony Mateo, and that is how you strike back. You go three pitches, three strikes after walking the previous batter. He's got to feel good about that, but still only one away here in the bottom of the first inning. That runner, David Hogg, over on first base. You got to watch out for him as the pitch is at the knees for strike number one to Brody Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the center fielder for Lakeshore today. Right-handed batter, righty-righty matchup. Leaning over there at first, but again, not going. This one's popped straight back out of play and into the seating. And see if anyone goes and tries to pick up this baseball. And look at that. One of the fans lifts it up. Hey, I got it. 0-2 count for Brady Rasmussen. Mateo trying to retire back-to-back batters, but could also get a double play, but he's taking off. This one's broken bat towards shallow center field, running out, diving, not able to make the play at shortstop. He's advancing from second to third, the throw down, and they got him. Ill-advised taking off from second to third, and what a cannon out there in center field. Royce Clayton Jr. nailing him, and he gets out number two. So it's a single for Brody Rasmussen. David Hogg goes over to second base on the single, but Hogg gets thrown out at third base trying to turn it into two bags. That is a great throw in the outfield. Whew. What a way to start this game off. Get some defense going. You love to see the defensive highlights. I like seeing defensive highlights at least. Now you can talk about home runs and big RBIs. Well, we get enough of that from Noah Ruiz. Let's see some defensive plays out here, yeah. Seen a couple of crazy plays out here from the Rafters already. Luke Skinner, I remember one earlier in the season. He was trailing out from third base and caught one behind the back over the shoulder. Even last night, a couple of impressive plays that saved a couple runners from reaching bases. The first pitch here to Nate Gray is called a swinging strike to bring it to an 0-1 count. Still a runner on first base. This time it's Brody Rasmussen. Nate Gray, a right-handed hitter. And the 0-1 is a breaking ball that drops below the zone to bring it even. Gray, the first baseman for the Chinooks, and it's not often your first baseman bats right-handed, but there's a lot of people that throw left-handed, bat right, This one is popped up right side of the infield, trailing over to the wall and nearly catching it at the fence was Thompson, but he took his eye off the ball for a split second to make sure he didn't go tumbling over and drops out of his glove for a foul ball. So a 1-2 count with two away, runner on first base. Rafters up 2-0 in the bottom of the first, looking for their first win streak of the season. They won the second game of the doubleheader last night. Fireworks afterwards. Everyone kind of took it in as a team. And as I was cleaning up in the press box, you looked out, you saw the fireworks. The entire team was kind of sitting there. And this one is almost in there. Mateo thought it was strike three. Pat Costin behind the plate thought it was strike three. But home plate umpire said, no, that's a ball. Looked right on that outside edge there. So it's a 2-2 count with two away. This pitch is fouled back to make it still a 2-2 count. Rasmussen not really showing that he's going to take off nearly as much as David Hogg was. Kind of seems a little relaxed over there at first, just making sure he's ready to go if the ball is put into play. Two outs. And Rasmussen getting a little bit amped up over there, but this pitch fouled back by Gray makes it once more a 2-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up for Nate Gray, who's just working that pitch count further and further up for Mateo. And what I was talking about earlier, pickoff attempt back to first base, not in time, and not able to get Rasmussen caught lacking. A couple of pickoff attempts for the Rafters this season. Been a good move. They had two in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. 2-2 count. This one's hit straight over to shortstop and can't quite get it on a leaping grab from Onati. It's into left center field. Two players sliding, and it's picked up by left fielder. Coming on in and scoring is Rasmussen. He goes from first to home, and it's a RBI double for Nate Gray. One run lead now for the Rafters, and seemed like they were going to get out of this inning with a strikeout, but right on the edge there, called a ball for Mateo and maybe thrown off his psyche a little bit. Allows the double to Nate Gray. A good piece of hitting there, though, and allowed Brody Rasmussen to come around. Nate Gray over at second base and brings up the left-handed hitting Esteban Garcia. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch is popped in the air in towards center field. On the run, it's going to be Kobayashi who calls it off and makes the catch in front of Royce Clayton for out number three. But one run of damage is done by Lakeshore. They score the one on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. It's 2-1 Rafters as we hit the second inning here from Lakeshore. You're listening to WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, both starters still working here into the second inning. Well, say both starters. The Rafters haven't sent back out theirs yet. But back on the mound, it's Cohen Thomas for the Chinooks. And Thomas allowed two runs in the first inning, but ended the frame, retiring two of the last three batters. So hoping to dial more of that in as the leadoff batter for the Rafters is Pat Costin. Wisconsin Rapids up 2-1. You're entering the top of the second from Maquon, Wisconsin. Top of the second inning. First pitch is fouled back by Costin to bring it to an 0-1 count. And Costin, he's been struggling a little bit, but hoping to get back on the right track. He's one of the higher-rated recruits coming out of high school on this team. Commit to the University of Indiana. The 0-1 pitch misses for ball number one to bring it back even. And Costin is trying to improve upon that plate discipline so far. And excited to see how he works upon that. Picked up a hit in the second game yesterday. Went 1-for-3 with an RBI as that one misses low and outside for ball number two. 2-1 count. That was his first hit of the season as a Rafter in game number two yesterday. Swing and a miss from Costin makes it a 2-2 count. He's really struggled with chasing pitches. 7 strikeouts on the year, but again, we know what he's capable of, and sometimes it just takes a little bit for you to get kickstarted, and he's hoping that yesterday was that kickstart that he needed. 2-2 the count, and he fouls this one off to stay alive at the plate. So he'll see a 6th pitch of the plate appearance here. And in that game yesterday, Pat Costin was one of the guys that got on to first base after a fielder's choice. He put the ball in play in that 6th inning, trying to get the runner home, and it was almost good enough, but Chris Diaz was thrown out at the plate. But it was the right play from Costin, and he picked up that RBI single in the second inning, a big one, and really only one true time where he was retired, and you don't feel good about it. 2-2 count is hit over to the left side of the infield, and it eats up the third baseman. Picked up by short. The throw over to first is not in time. Took his man off the bag anyways, and so it's a leadoff runner on first base. We'll see if that's called an error or a hit. They're going to call that E5 in the books, so Boston over to first base on it.
Baseman number 6,
JJ Garcia. Wow, looks like they've actually given both Clayton and Thompson, neither of them got singles. Both of them were on errors. Wow, a little surprising, as I'm just looking back at the scorebook right now. I wasn't even really thinking that that was a chance to go the other way. But 0-1 count to JJ Garcia here, right-handed batter, as he tries to show bunt. Put one down, but makes it 0-1. So going back in the scorecard, I guess it's still a no-hitter going for Lake Shore, even though there were two what I thought were infield hits, but called errors on the infielders. Yeah, you know what? I'm broadcasting for Wisconsin Rapids. I'll call it a no-hitter. This one is inside for ball number 1-1-1 count. Does that mean it might be? So 1-1 count, runner on first base, nobody out. And a breaking ball is high and tight for ball number 2. 2-1 count, JJ Garcia. Garcia had himself a great first game of the doubleheader and then got to sit for the second one, take a little bit of time to catch his breath. Doubleheader, don't want to run him out. But that first game, going 2-for-3 with a walk, he reached base 3 times, and it seemed like finally that bat was showing off as he swings and misses at this pitch to make it 2-2. Garcia, he's been hitting the ball well all season long, but felt like he keeps getting robbed. So if there's a line out caught by an infielder on a hopping play or a diving play in the outfield, I mean, it's probably been off of Garcia's bat. This one is just gotten a piece of and fouled back into the backstop to make it still a 2-2 count. Pat Costin over on first base. On deck, Mason Onati with Royce Clayton Jr. behind him. Here in the top of the second, Rafters up 2-1. This one's hit up the middle. That gets on through into the outfield. So a single for J.J. Garcia. He stays hot, and the Rafters have two aboard in the second. Austin will stay on base number two and brings up Mason Onati with runners on first and second. Onati, he is up for the second time today. He's reached base the last two times he stepped up to the plate, dating back to the second leg of the doubleheader yesterday. Not quite the same streak as teammate Chris Diaz. Onati showing bunt here, and they're going to call it a strike as he did go around. Onati drew a walk back in the first inning, and he was one of the two runs that the Rafters have on the board right now. Chance for an RBI, though, but it seems like he was looking for a bunt. And this one, he's going to get under it into left center field. Center fielder running over to it. He calls it off, makes the catch. Showing tag from second, but now retreating to the bag is Pat Costin. So it's just a regular flyout for Mason Onati. And there's one away here in the second inning. As Cohen Thomas trying to work through some traffic on the base paths, brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a chance for some RBIs. Clayton is a funny story because you look at him and he has been crushing the ball this season. One of the best hitters on the team for the Rafters. But he's still looking for that first RBI of the season. He checks his swing, but did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number one. And Clayton officially 0-for-1 in the books. And makes it. He went to first on the error in the first inning. Actually went to second on the error as well. It was a two-base error. So an 0-2 count here is it's Clayton. Clayton trying to stay hot here is, I talked about being hot, 9-for-25 to start the season. That's a .360 batting average. The only other guy who kind of competes with him is Noah Ruiz, and Ruiz has 11 RBIs despite only 8 hits. Clayton, 3 extra base hits as he holds off on a check swing and nearly went around, but not quite. So ball number two, a 2-2 count for Clayton. Runners on first and second still with one away. Here at Lakeshore as the Rafters have hit the road for two games against the Chinooks, but a swing and a miss from Royce Clayton Jr. puts the Rafters down to two outs here in the second. And Ashton Zacher to step into the batter's box. Still a chance for an RBI, but now has to pick up that hit. And Zacher, the left-handed hitting batter, going up against the right-handed pitcher. This one is a little low for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Zacher. Zacher 0-for-1 on the game. He grounded out to first back in the first inning. Runners on first and second. It's a swing and a miss from Zacher. Brings it back to a 1-1 count. And Zacher batting just .167 on the year, but he's getting on base 37% of the time. Been great at taking walks, and he's also been pretty good defensively as this one's a fly out to left field. On the run, the outfielder, but not quite able to track it down out there. Coase just watches it go over the wall. And so it's a 1-2 count as it landed foul. Zach are still trying to make something happen out in right field. This is a pretty normal dimensions ballpark, maybe a little deep towards center field. I mean, it's 404 out there towards where the flagpole stands. But right field, 319. Left field, 317. The wind is blowing from right field to left across the outfield. The 1-2 count fouled away once again by Zacher. Pat Costin started off the inning, reaching on an error from the third baseman before J.J. Garcia picked up a single to send him over to second. But Owen Thomas retired both Mason Onati and Royce Clayton Jr. to get two away as Zacher takes a pitch low for ball number two. Rafters up on the scoreboard 2-1. They added those two runs in the top of the first inning when both of those runs came around. First off on an RBI ground out from Ashton Zacher, as this one is a pop-up that should reach stands, and it does. The other run that came around to score was when Mason Onati came home on Drew Thompson's grounder. Well, the Chinooks, they scored their one run in the bottom of the frame thanks to an RBI double from Nate Gray, as this one is going to miss again, and it's a 3-2 count. That's a tough take from Ashton Zacher, especially with two strikes there. He is working this plate appearance. This will be the seventh pitch of it, trying to work up that pitch count of Thomas, who's already up to 54, as Zacher sends this one off the calf of Thomas, who reaches, throws over to first, and gets the out. Thomas hopping off the field as it hit him right in the shin there, and we'll see if he's going to come back out for another one, but what a way to finish that one. 1-3 on the putout. That is an athletic play by the Chinooks pitcher. The Rafters don't score any runs that inning. On one hit, there's one error, and there is two left on base. It's 2-1 Rafters as we hit the middle of the second. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Welcome back into the broadcast here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. As we get to the bottom of the second inning, the Rafters find themselves up one on the scoreboard, trying to keep it that way. Anthony Mateo going to get back to work here, and what a way to finish off that second inning. It seemed like Ashton Zacher might come up with a big single up the middle, but it hit off of the leg of the Chinooks pitcher. And so that one ended up being a 1-3 putout, as Cohen Thomas was able to go toss it over to first base. Thomas up to 55 pitches on the game, and it's a good chance he comes back out for another. Two runs over two innings, I think probably going to let him go see one more. Both of those runs officially unearned, and rightfully so. But the Chinooks have the one run thanks to a single and an RBI double by Nate Gray. Jack Cleveno. Cleveno is the catcher for the Chinooks, right-handed hitter going up against the righty pitcher. First one on the way. It is just a bit outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Leveneau, his first plate appearance of the day. The Rafters got through the order for the second time, and a couple of players seeing their second plate appearance. Chinook still on the first time around. This one's right over to third base, 5-3, the easy out number one. Just two pitches to get that out. Mateo trying to stay efficient here and throwing them across the plate for the batters to put into play. Tyler Priest ready to go.
Designated hitter, number six.
Mateo, he has one strikeout in the game, but trying to keep it to just one run allowed, and that's what matters more so than anything else, as the first pitch to Priest is low for ball number, or no, right there for strike number one, so 0-1 count. This one is into right field, blooping, dropping, and that gets down for a hit. One out single for Tyler Priest, the designated hitter, and Lake Shore is working here in the bottom of the second. The Chinooks saw three batters reach base safely in the first. A walk from David Hogg, a single from Brody Rasmussen, and a double from Nate Gray. And now they've got one batter reach base safely here in the second. Trying to keep that rolling along. Owen DeShazzo stepping into the batter's box. Right-handed batter. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch is on the outside, called strike number one. Way to paint the edges there from Anthony Mateo. Collins Sr. is on deck. He's the nine-hole batter for Lakeshore. 0-1 is a swing and a miss to bring it to an 0-2 count for DeShazzo. DeShazzo in right field. Comes from Boston College. 6'6 junior from Glen Allen, Virginia. The 0-2 count is a little low for ball number one. Pat Costin trying to frame it behind the plate, but not able to get the ump to make the call. So still one out. Runner on first base. The 1-2 count in the righty-righty matchup. Chinook's trying to tie it up. As this one's down to third base, Skinner picks it off of one knee, throws to second, back to first, and this one gets on through. And, well, no, looks like it was still a diving play by Drew Thompson. I thought that one got on through, but he was able to pick that one up off the end of his glove, diving forward the line, and not able to keep that foot on the bag, of course, but does keep the runner on first base. So officially, it's a fielder's choice. 5-4 on the putout, and Owen DeShazzo advances to first base on it. So two away, runner on first, and it brings up the right-handed batter, Collin Sr., and this is in there for called strike number one, an 0-1 count. Sr., the second baseman for the Chinooks. He comes from Pima Community College. Fouls this one away and towards the right side, towards those inflatables again, more towards also a picnic area. They got a nice tent set up here. Kind of similar to the party area back at Witter Field, where they had the AEW wrestling night last night. What an experience that was, as here's a grounder over to third, 5-4, the easy way for out number three, and that does it. A relatively uneventful second inning, but that's what Anthony Mateo wanted. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's 2-1 Rafters as we hit the third inning of action here on the road in Wisconsin. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So Anthony Mateo, a strong second inning as he keeps his pitch count low there. Just 11 pitches in the bottom of the second. But back out on the mound, Cohen Thomas going to see what he can get rolling along here for the Chinooks. Top of the third inning and Rafters leading 2-1. The first pitch to Drew Thompson is low for ball number one. Thomas entering the inning at 55 pitches. 56 after that one. Got to start looking towards the bullpen as this one is popped up. Right side of the infield. Catcher and first baseman both running over to the dugout, but neither of them able to get there, and it drops in foul territory to bring it to a 1-1 count. A little bit of extra time taken over there from the first baseman, Nate Gray, as he had kind of hit the wall of the dugout trying to chase it down. But now he's back over to first base. Seems like he's ready to go. Drew Thompson, 0-for-1 in the game today. Reached second on a two-base error back in the first. 1-1 count, nobody on, as this pitch misses high and tight for ball number two. 2-1 for the leadoff batter in the third inning. Rafters trying to follow up last night's win and get consecutive victories for the first time this season as that pitch misses low for ball number three. 3-1 count. Lakeshore still searching for that first win of the year. 0-6 to start off the season, but trying to get right back at home. They've kept some games pretty close so far. 3-1, misses inside. That's ball number four to Drew Thompson. And he's on base for the second time tonight. And it'll bring up Hiroto Kobayashi with a chance to move that runner over to second. Nobody out here in the top of the third. Drew Thompson on first base. Chris Diaz is on deck, and behind Diaz, Noah Ruiz. Ruiz not due up necessarily, but hoping to see him with just the runner on first as that pitch misses inside to Kobayashi for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Kobayashi 0-for-1 on the game. Grounded out 5-3 back in the first inning. 1-0 is fouled down that third baseline, and down near that Rafters bullpen, and one of the players hopping out there and quickly grabbing it, Brent Gallegos. Tried looking like Spider-Man out there, grabbing down on one hand, had the left arm come up. Athletic move out there by the bullpen arm. 1-1 count is dropping a little bit below the zone for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Runner still on first base is Drew Thompson. Kobayashi sends this one into shallow center field, dropping and coming in as the center fielder who makes the catch at the knees. He had to drop the glove down, but didn't quite have to dive for it, and that's an impressive out number one. Not an easy one to make, and could have for sure been a single for Kobayashi, but just not quite. So Kobayashi retired for the second time tonight. Guy who's always so good at getting on base. A surprise every time he's recorded with an out. Chris Diaz up at the plate now. Left-handed batter. He swings it around a couple times in that right hand. Now puts the left hand on, ready to go. He checks his swing, but It's called strike number one. Diaz still rolling with perfection through five plate appearances. He's been on base all five times. Joined the team yesterday, and now the 0-1 count to him. Misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Drew Thompson still on first base with one away. Rafters up one on the road. Tomorrow, these two teams will play again at 6:35 first pitch. We'll get a little bit of time to stay in the night here at Lakeshore. As the pitch misses low and away to bring it to a 2-1 count. This is the first overnight stay for the Rafters this season, but they've been on the bus a few times. It'll feel a little bit nice to get to kind of hang back out and take in Milwaukee later tonight. 2-1, this is a little away for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Diaz's first time up drew that walk and has a chance to draw another one here with a 3-1 lead in the count. Any way you can get on base. What it feels like, and he's been doing a great job at that. The 3-1, and he checks his swing, but it seems like he went around, and yeah, he did. So strike number two, and he knew with the 3-1 count he probably shouldn't be swinging, and you could see as soon as he let that bat off his shoulder, he said, man, I shouldn't have let that go, and kind of pulled it back and shook his head a couple times. So now a 3-2 count with one away, but the pitch high, and Diaz is on base for the sixth time in six attempts. Drew Thompson going from first over to